The entire point of the way gym leaders scale is that they're supposed to get more difficult as your journey continues. But that doesn't mean all gym leaders at one rank or number, whatever you want to call it, are created equal. Some first gym leaders are complete pushovers. Others use evolved Pokemon that are way underleveled. They come in all shapes and sizes. And today, I want to take a look at all gym leaders at a certain rank and discern which is the hardest to beat. So who is the hardest first gym leader, second, third, etc. Keep in mind that since it doesn't scale nicely at all, Alola's trial captains, Kahunas and Totem Pokemon will not be in consideration, while for Paldea will follow the level curve of the game. You may be able to challenge every gym at your own leisure, but there's still very much an intended path for you to take, and that's the one I'll be using here. Alright, with introductions done, let's get started with the very first crop of gym leaders we face in each game. Obviously, first gym leaders are never a huge difficulty spike or a mountain to climb, they're only the very first hill. In the majority of games, they're the first actual mandatory battle, rival aside, and as such, set up the level curve rather than responding to it. What they do have as an advantage of sorts over their later colleagues is the fact that the amount of Pokémon that are available prior to your encounter is relatively low. How low depends on the game, but even in the games after X and Y, which have all kinds of Pokemon available in the wild early on, the first gym may still prove a challenge. For example, purely level-wise and mechanically, Milo is a force to be reckoned with. He has two Pokemon around level 20, which makes him by far the highest leveled first gym leader. No one else even comes close. One of his Pokemon is also fully evolved, and he Dynamaxes it, further adding on to its power. If all first gym leaders would have a tournament together, I'd put my money on Milo. But here's the thing. When you actually play Sword and Shield, he doesn't really feel that hard to beat. You have more than enough options to deal with his Pokemon, and while his levels are high for a first gym, they're not necessarily out of place compared to your own. Rorik's Cranidos may be 6 levels lower, but it's a way bigger challenge than Milo's Eldegoss, I would argue. Cranidos has a significantly high attack for such an early encounter, which can make its headbutt a difficult move to deal with, especially since it can hit any Pokemon, including your grass and water starter, for neutral damage. While Geodude and Onix are hardly powerhouses, having 3 Pokemon when you're the first gym leader is already on the high side, so Rorik is a strong candidate, I would say. However, the fact still remains that 2 out of 3 starter types wipe the floor with him. And so, a gym leader that factually has a weaker version of Rorik's team actually ends up as my pick for the hardest first gym leader ever. And that is Yellow's version of Brock. Here, your starter is a Pikachu, and even though Yellow brought over a lot of anime references to really make you feel like Ash, the sprinkler system wasn't one of them. As such, you have to rely on other Pokemon you can catch before Pewter City in order to do any semblance of damage against Geodude and Onix, which fortunately don't have ground moves to mess your little partner up even more. And while defeating Brock in Yellow becomes significantly easier if you pick up say a Mankey or a Nidoran with Double Kick, both of which were made available specifically to make this fight easier, the fact of the matter is, as you'll see more often in this video, that if a battle only becomes doable when there's an if involved, that speaks detriment to how hard it really is. You can beat everything with an if. I could beat Wolfie Glick if he misses everything, if I get non-stop critical hits, if the batteries on his switch run out. That doesn't mean beating him isn't hard. And the same thing applies here. If you need to catch specific Pokemon in order to actually damage Brock, that means he's hard. Not ridiculously hard, or unfairly hard, but definitely harder than any other first gym leader where you can just spam your starter's strongest move and be fine 90% of the time. When we look at the candidates for the strongest second gym leader, we start with one that is remarkably similar to some we saw at the previous rank. Grant pulls a double Rorik and uses both his region's fossils at the relatively high level of 25. His Tyrant has a nasty strong jaw and bite combination, and Amora has Thunder Wave to annoy you, so while his notoriety has definitely gone down over the years, the fact that this was considered a bit of a serious challenge when X and Y first released doesn't really surprise me. Fact of the matter is though that if you picked Froakie, this is an easy one, and if you picked Chespin, then only Aurora Beam is a nuisance. Kanto has another serious contender for the title here as well, being Misty, specifically her Fire Red and Leaf Green version. There is no way around it, a Starmie for a second gym leader is a serious challenge, and in the original Gen 1 games, their movesets simply weren't good enough to really mess you up. Well, the GBA? That is very much different. Water Pulse is a serious threat, with comparable power to Bubble Beam and the chance to confuse. And what to think of Recover on not just Starmie, but also Star U. And hey, there would also be some nice symbolism in having Brock and Misty win our first two spots, right? There certainly would. But it's not happening. Challenging as Misty is, she's still easily cleared by Bulbasaur Enjoyers, whereas Lenora from the original Black and White is a serious opponent no matter which starter you choose. Not only does she have zero unevolved Pokémon, rocking both a Herger and a Watchhawk, the latter, her ace, also has a serious moveset for this point of the game. Hypnosis can really mess you up if you're unlucky, Crunch is nasty, and both her Pokémon have access to Retaliate, which is already decent without its bonus damage, but with? Watchhawk is almost guaranteed to knock out whatever Pokémon you have up against it after Herger's done. Anyone who has ever done a Black and White Nuzlocke will know that pain. So yeah, even if this list isn't based on Nuzlocke specifically or anything, Lenora is still my pick for hardest second gym leader in the series. For the third gym leader, I think we all know who will eventually be crowned the winner. So instead, let me get some honorable mentions out of the way that are no pushovers either. Emerald's version of Watson is a serious threat, with a total of 4 Pokémon, 2 of which, fully evolved at the time, access the 2 super potions and the overwhelming chance to paralyze you with Thunder Wave available on his 2 strongest Pokémon, as well as Electrike and Manic Trick, which have Static. Add in the Supersonic on Magneton, Self-Destruct on Voltorb, and Quick Attack on his 2 other Pokémon, and you get an opponent with a ton of tricks up his sleeve, who can really cause some damage in neutral setups, although it does lack the opportunity to hit back against ground types for sure. His fellow electric specialist Iono is also one I want to highlight. She too has 4 Pokémon, one of which a durable Belly Bolt, as well as a Miss Magius which terrestrializes, and thanks to his ability Levitate, has no weaknesses whatsoever, resulting in her final showdown being a completely neutral field. However, especially compared to Watson, Iono's Pokémon leave plenty to be desired. None of her Pokémon have 4 moves, Belly Bolt even only has 2, restricting her in quite a costly way. If she had had movesets comparable to Watson, she might have actually won. But instead, the title of course goes to none other than Whitney. Her Miltank is a stuff of nightmares, to the point Whitney is nowadays arguably one of the most recognizable and memorable gym leaders, even compared to names and faces that have been pushed way more than her. In fact, I'd say Whitney has become so notorious that preparing for her is something everyone now does. To the point a counter movement of sorts has started that is of the opinion Whitney actually isn't hard at all. Just like I said with Brock, if your solution to a gym leader consists of ifs, then it is hard. You don't need ifs to beat Iono, you just need a decent team. For Whitney, you need a female Pokémon, status moves, Machop, Geodude, you name your solution. Simply the fact that Whitney checks your team for certain elements and otherwise just rolls all over you is a sign that she's an extraordinarily strong gym leader. Whitney may have been the pick everyone could fill out before this video even started, but I don't think she's the least contentious one here. For example, when it comes to powerful 4th gym leaders, I don't see a ton of competition for my winner. We do have another Milo situation here though. Alistair's team for a 4th gym leader is bonkers on paper. Mimikyu, Cursola, and a G-Max Gengar that is absolutely insane for this relatively early in the game. Like, unironically, that trio could be a 7th or even 8th gym leader's team and no one would bet an eye. However, just like Milo, in-game, I actually don't find him that hard to beat. The level, or rather power curve, of Sword and Shield is so different from other games that when directly comparing them, their significant characters stand out as being exceptionally strong, befitting of the lore really, but in-game, I never found Alistair as hard as I found Elisa in the original Black and White. 2 Emolga on our team instantly means that sweeping it with ground moves isn't gonna work, both of those little rodents have static to paralyze you, and all 3 of her Pokémon, Aesop Striker included, have access to Volt Switch, which allows her to decide the tempo of the battle and constantly put you on the front foot. Grass types, which of course resist electric, are also virtually of no use, as Aerial Ace and Flame Charge will deal with them with ease, resulting in a battle where there's really no super easy way to deal with what Elisa's cooking. She's not impossible to beat, of course, but she's a serious challenge, and I would argue an overlooked one. I understand why Whitney gets all the notoriety with one ridiculously strong ace that everyone struggles with, but Elisa's entire team and strategy is rock solid. We come to gym leaders ranked 5th next, and ironically enough, despite now getting to what are supposed to be the cream of the crop of the Pokemon world, I actually usually find these later gym leaders to be easier than the early ones. At this point, we have been able to mold our team. We have a ton of options of dealing with opponents, and our Pokemon have been getting stronger, usually more so than the level curve can keep up with. And so, I really, genuinely don't think any 5th gym leader in Pokemon is actually hard. They're right in the middle of nothing. You're too late to benefit from your lack of team building options, but too early for their teams to receive a serious powerhouse and blow you away. So for lack of a better option, my vote goes to Fantina from Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Drifblim, Gengar, and Miss Magius are a powerful trio, even if Alistar's team might just be better, Pokemon-wise, and they all have really well set up movesets. Though even Diamond and Pearl Fantina might just have won this round had BDXP not existed, the fact of the matter is that her setup here is just factually better. All her 3 Pokemon now have held items, but most importantly, Gengar and Miss Magius now have Dazzling Gleam to make it so Dark Pokemon can just walk through the battle with ease. Miss Magius now has access to Phantom Force, which synergizes really nicely with Confuse Ray, and Drifblim has something similar with its Will-O-Wisp Fly combination. Gengar has traded in Poison Jab for Sludge Bomb, an easy improvement, although it has lost Levitate, which makes it vulnerable to ground types, of course. But don't let that sway your opinion. Fantina and BDSP is, in my opinion, easily the strongest 5th gym leader of all time. None really come close. Not Clay, whose Excadrill is a serious danger, but the rest of his team not up to snuff, or Norman, who checks your strategy of dealing with Slaking, but is a little too easy to exploit for me to consider him a serious candidate. As we look into the 6 gym leaders, I once again think we're shy of truly strong candidates. Winona has a decent setup, a Dragon Dance Earthquake combo on her Altaria is nothing to scoff at, as she even has a Skarmory to handle any ice types early, but I would say she loses out to Sabrina from the original Red and Blue. It is widely covered how powerful Psychic is as a type in these games, to the point that her Pokemon don't even need answers to your Bug and Ghost types. The latter are Bug, ironically enough, and so don't do what they're supposed to do, and there's not a single Bug type in the game who can cause as much as a dent into Sabrina's Pokemon, especially her ace Alakazam. It has access to Reflect, her Mr. Mime has Light Screen, her Venomoth has both Poison and Stun Spore, and Alakazam and Kadabra both have Recover. Oh, and she has a potential of using 4 Hyper Potions. Now, obviously, this battle predates interesting and well-configured tactical setups, like we saw with our last 2 winners, but it's exactly because of those limitations that Sabrina is a really tough opponent. You cannot super effective your way out of fighting her, you're essentially at a neutral matchup at best. I know I have been saying this for the last few entries, but when it comes to the 7th gym leader, I truly don't think there are any honorable mentions that come even remotely close to the winner. In fact, if this winner hadn't existed, we would probably have the least spectacular pick of this video right here. Fortunately, we are saved by none other than Tate and Liza. Emerald version, definitely not Ruby and Sapphire edition. First of all, this is a double battle, which already ups the difficulty a notch, and quite importantly, Emerald adds 2 more Pokemon to Tate and Liza's roster, which really was too small to take advantage of their battle style previously. Maybe adding another Pokemon with a water and grass weakness in Claydol wasn't ideal, but hey, still better than nothing. At least this Claydol has Earthquake, which will destroy your side of the field and do nothing to Tate and Liza's due to Zatu's ability to fly and Solrock and Lunatone's ability to levitate. We now also have 2 Light Screen setuppers with Claydol and Lunatone, 2 Sunny Day setuppers with Zatu added on, and of course, still the opportunity to unleash devastating solar beams using Solrock. Even if their aces are hardly changed from the original games, simply the fact that they now have more time to set up and more Pokemon for you to have to take out make Tate and Liza significantly more difficult. And while I would say I am a little surprised at the lack of competition for what ought to be the 2nd hardest gym leader in the game, fact of the matter is, Tate and Liza are definitely very strong. And last, and by definition at least, we have the 8th gym leaders. There are some really powerful candidates here, as is only right of course, but in my opinion, 2 stand out above the rest. Claire, especially in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, is a real menace, with a Gyarados, which is always a nightmare to deal with, 2 Dragonair, which are not super strong, but of course are hard to hit effectively, and our ace Kingdra, which is a notorious difficult one to beat. It has virtually no weaknesses for you to exploit, can use smoke screens so even your neutral attacks don't land, and can absolutely wreck you using Hyper Beam, Hydro Pump, and Dragon Pulse. While those attacks are definitely not the most reliable or durable, the fact they come after you've already had to deal with Dragonair and their tendency to paralyze using both Thunder Wave and Slam does minimize the downsides of, say, Hyper Beam somewhat. But still, I would not consider Claire to be the strongest final gym leader. That honor, for me, would go to Raihan. Just like Tate and Liza, Raihan is a double battle, definitely an advantage in the difficulty department. But most of all, he focuses less on one type, and more on a strategy, which is Sandstorm. Not only will that probably throw you off massively the first time you fight him, it's also the perfect answer to the insane levels of team building freedom you have had since the start of Sword and Shield. Let's put it this way. Both Claire and Raihan are hard to swipe with simple type effectiveness, but in Claire's case, it's because you haven't had the chance to get any. For Raihan, it's because his team is built so well and diversively, almost like a champion in a way. I mean, literally, we have had champions that are easier to walk all over than Raihan. Looking at you, Wallace. Hell, Raihan actually does what Champion Gita doesn't do, and opens with a Pokemon that can set up not just Sandstorm, but also Stealth Rock. Purely looking at his team, Raihan doesn't have the strongest ever. Names like Sandacobra and Gyarados don't immediately strike fear, but he uses them incredibly well, with of course G-Max Gyarados as the cherry on top of the cake. As strong as Claire is, I would say Raihan is another cut above, and arguably the best crafted gym leader the series has ever seen. Although, Alisa's close, and that's impressive for how much earlier in the game she is. But hey, that's just my takes. What do you consider the hardest gym leaders at every rank? Share it in the comments below. If you enjoyed this video, please consider giving it a like, and subscribe to the channel to stay updated on all my future Pokemon content coming up. For now, thanks for watching, and enjoy the rest of your day.